إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
Surely we revealed the Torah, wherein there is guidance and light. Thereby did prophets who had submitted themselves to Allah judge for the Judaized folk. So did the scholars and jurists. They judged by the book of Allah, for they had been entrusted to keep it and bear witness to it. So, O Jews, do not fear men, but fear me, and do not barter away my signs for a trivial gain. Those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are indeed the unbelievers. Judge for the Judaized folk. Here the verse tells the Jews that all the prophets were Muslims, submitters to God, whereas the Jews had deviated from Islam, submission to God, and true to their chauvinistic sectarianism, were content with remaining merely Jews. And so did the scholars and jurists. Rabbani, religious scholars, theologians. Ahbar, religious jurists.
وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٌ فَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِهِ فَهُوَ كَفَّارَةٌ لَهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
And therein we had ordained for them a life for a life, and an eye for an eye, and a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, and a tooth for a tooth, and for all wounds like for like. But whosoever foregoes it by way of charity, it will be for him an expiation. Those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are indeed the wrongdoers.
And for all wounds, like for like.
Cf. Exodus 21:23-5.
It will be for him an expiation.
Whoever foregoes his right of retaliation does a good deed, which will atone for many of his sins. The same is confirmed by a tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in which he said, whoever receives an injury on his body, then pardons the inflictor of the jury, his sins are atoned for to the measure of his pardoning.
وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, after those prophets, confirming the truth of whatever there still remained of the Torah. And we gave him the gospel, wherein is guidance and light, and which confirms the truth of whatever there still remained of the Torah, and a guidance and admonition for the God-fearing.
And which confirms the truth of whatever there still remained of the Torah.
The Messiah did not expound a new religion. That very religion which had been the religion of all the prophets was also his religion, and it is towards that religion that he called people. He believed in the true teachings of the Torah, which were extant in his time, and the Gospels, Injil, confirm this. See, for example, Matthew 5:17-18. The Quran repeatedly stresses the fundamental fact that none of the prophets of God, no matter in which part of the world they appeared, denied the prophets who had preceded them. On the contrary, each prophet confirmed the message of his predecessors and sought to promote the mission which was the sacred legacy of them all. God did not reveal any of the books in order to repudiate the previous ones. Each confirmed and supported the preceding ones.
وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Let the followers of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein, and those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are the transgressors.
By what Allah has revealed are the transgressors.
Here, three judgments are issued against those who do not judge in accordance with the law revealed by God. The first is that they are kafir, unbelievers. The second, that they are zalim, wrongdoers. And the third, that they are fasik, transgressors. This clearly means that one who, in disregard of God's commandments and of the laws revealed by him, pronounces judgments according to man-made laws, whether made by himself or by others, is guilty of three major offenses. First, his act amounts to rejecting the commandment of God, and this rejection is equivalent to kufr, infidelity, unbelief. Second, his act is contrary to justice, for only the laws made by God are in complete accord with the dictates of justice. Any judgment in contravention of God's injunctions amounts therefore to committing injustice, zulm. Third, when he enforces either his own or anyone else's law in disregard of the laws of his Lord, he steps out of the fold of subjection and obedience, and this constitutes fisk, transgression. Kufr, zulm and fisk are essential elements in deviation from God's commandments. One finds them wherever there is deviation from the commandment of God. There is variation in the degree of deviation and hence in the degree of these three offenses. Whoever passes judgment on something in opposition to an injunction of God, believing that injunction to be false, and holds either his own or anyone else's judgment to be sound, is an unbeliever, kafir, wrongdoer, zalim, and transgressor, fasik. A man who is convinced that the injunctions of God are right, but makes judgments contrary to them in practice, is not an unbeliever in the sense that he ceases to remain a member of the Islamic community, but he is guilty of adulterating his faith by blending it with kufr, zulm, and fisk. In the same manner, those who deviate from the injunctions of God in all matters are unbelievers, wrongdoers, and transgressors. For those who are obedient in some respects and disobedient in others, the blending of faith and submission to God with the opposite attributes of unbelief, wrongdoing, and transgression in their lives will be exactly in proportion to the mixture of their obedience to and their deviation from God's commandments. Some commentators have attempted to restrict the application of these verses to the people of the book alone. The verses, however, hardly lend themselves to such a restrictive interpretation. The best answer to such a restrictive interpretation has been given by the companion Hudhayfa. When someone told them that these verses related merely to the Israelites, meaning that the unbelievers, wrongdoers, and transgressors were only the Jews who passed judgment contrary to the injunctions revealed by God, Hudhayfa remarked, "What good brothers these Israelites are to you. Whatever is bitter goes to them. Whatever is sweet comes to you. Nay, by God, you will follow their way, your steps following theirs."
وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ لِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ.
Then we revealed the book to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, with truth, confirming whatever of the book was revealed before, and protecting and guarding over it. Judge, then, in the affairs of men in accordance with the law that Allah has revealed, and do not follow their desires in disregard of the truth which has come to you. For each of you, we have appointed a law and a way of life. And had Allah so willed, He would surely have made you one single community. Instead, He gave each of you a law and a way of life, in order to test you by what He gave you. Vie then, one with another in good works. Unto Allah is the return of all of you, and He will then make you understand the truth concerning the matters on which you disagreed. Then we revealed the book to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, with truth, confirming whatever of the book was revealed before. This points to a fact of major significance. It could also have been said that the Quran confirms all those parts of the earlier divine books which are still extant in their true and original form. But the sense has been conveyed by employing the word the book rather than the previous books. This expression reveals that the Quran and all those books sent down by God at various times and in different languages, in reality, constitute one and the same book. Their author is one and the same. Their aim and purpose are the same. Their teaching is the same. And the knowledge which they seek to impart to mankind is the same. The difference between these books lies in their modes of expression, and this was necessarily so since they were addressed to different audiences. It is therefore not merely that these divine books support rather than contradict each other, but that they are actually different editions of one and the same book, the book, and protecting and guarding over it. In Arabic, Hemana, Yuheminu, Hayamana signify to protect, to witness, to keep trust, to back and to support. The expression Hemana al-Rajul al-Shay means that the man protected and guarded the thing. Likewise, Hemana al-Ta'ir ala firahi means that the bird took its young ones under the protection of its wings. Once Umar said to the people, Inni da'en fa heminu. I am praying, support me by saying Amen. To say that the Quran is muhaimin of al-kitab means that it preserves all the true teachings of the earlier divine books, that it has secured them from loss. The Quran also confirms those books in that the contents of the Quran testify to the truth of those parts which are indeed from God. The Quran is further a witness over those books in the sense that, with its help, the elements which embody true revelations from God can be distinguished from the accretions which have corrupted them. Whatever in these books accords with the Quran is from God, and whatever is not in conformity with it is from human beings, which has come to you. For each of you, we have appointed a law and a way of life. This is a parenthetical phrase, the purpose of which is to elucidate a question which is likely to arise in the mind of the reader who has read the above section and might feel uneasy. The question is, why do the religious laws propounded by the various prophets differ in matters of detail, even though the prophets and their books preach one and the same religion, deen, and even confirm and support each other? Why is it that in regard to the prescribed forms of worship, the regulations concerning what is permitted and what is prohibited, and the detailed legal regulations governing the social and collective life, there is some disagreement among the various laws propounded by the different prophets and the divine books? And He will then make you understand the truth concerning the matters on which you disagreed. This constitutes a detailed answer to the above question. See note 80. It consists of the following points. A. It is a mistake to think that variations in religious laws result from a difference of source. It is God Himself who altered the legal prescriptions to suit different nations at different times and in different circumstances. B. It was indeed possible by devising one legal code for all human beings, for all men to have been made into one nation, Ummah. But one of the many benevolent considerations keeping the religious laws of various prophets different from one another was that God wanted this difference to become a means of testing people. Those who understand true religion, who have grasped its spirit and essence, and who are aware of the true importance of the different legal prescriptions, always recognize the truth and accept it whatever its form. They have no hesitation in accepting the new ordinances of God in place of the old ones, in contrast to those who are not conversant with the spirit of true religion, and who seem to identify it with a specific body of legal minutiae. Such people have overlaid God-given principles with their own legal deductions, and have subsequently fossilized this entire amalgam, seeking to preserve it in its entirety. They have grown so attached to it that, in order to preserve it, they spurn every directive which subsequently comes to them from God. In order to distinguish the people of the first category from those of the second, God made the legal prescriptions of the various prophets vary. C. The real purpose of all the divine religious laws is the attainment of goodness and righteousness. This purpose can be achieved only when a man obeys whatever commandment he receives from God at a particular time. The proper mode of conduct for people who keep their eyes fixed on this true purpose is to strive for God's good pleasure rather than quarrel about differences in the legal prescriptions of the various prophets. D. The differences which have arisen because of the unjustified rigidity, prejudice, obduracy, and erroneous attitudes of the human mind can be finally settled neither in the debating hall nor on the battlefield. The final judgment will be made by God Himself. Then the reality of everything will be fully uncovered, and it will be clear how much truth and falsehood underlay the squabbles which whole lives were wasted over.
وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُم بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ
Therefore, judge between them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their desires. And beware lest they tempt you away from anything of what Allah has revealed to you. And if they turn away, then know well that Allah has indeed decided to afflict them for some of their sins. For surely many of them are transgressors. Therefore, judge between them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him. Following this parenthetical clause, the previous subject is resumed.
أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون
If they turn away from the law of Allah, do they desire judgment according to the law of ignorance? But for those who have certainty of belief, whose judgment can be better than Allah's, Do they desire judgment according to the law of ignorance? The word jahiliyyah, literally ignorance, is used as an antonym to Islam. Islam is the way of ilm, true knowledge, since it is God Himself who has shown this way, and His knowledge embraces everything. In contrast is the way that diverges from Islam, the path of ignorance, jahiliyyah. The pre-Islamic period in Arabia is designated as Jahiliyyah because of this era where human beings derived their norms from either superstitious beliefs, conjectures, and imagination, or from their desires. Whenever such an attitude is adopted, it is bound to be designated as ignorance. The appellation Jahiliyyah will apply to every aspect of life which is developed in disregard of the knowledge made available by God, based only on man's partial knowledge blended with imagination, superstitious fancies, conjectures, and desires.